This shiur is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas of Chaim Yisochar ben Yechiel Zeidldov, our unforgettable friend Chaim Feigenbaum. Shedivrei Torah yu Le'ilui Nishmosoi. He should be a Meretz Yosher for his beautiful family. We should all hear Besedas Tovus. Today we will be discussing one of the most basic sugyas in Hilchas Shabbos, in Pikuach Nefesh Shabbos, v'shamru b'nei Yisrael as a Shabbos, la'azos as a Shabbos l'doreisim bris oilom. Yumid af pehei, there's a major sugya dealing with the question, how do we know that Pikuach Nefesh is doreich Shabbos and kol ha'Torah kula? Reb Shimon ben Menasya oimer, ושמרו בני ישראל שבת, לעשות את השבת, חל עליו שבת אחת, כדי שישמור שבת הארבע. It is from here that we know Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos. The Gemara rejects his opinion, and the Gemara asks, Ashkechan Vadai Sofek Menoron. How do we know that Sofek Pikuach Nefesh is sufficient to override, push aside Shmir Shabbos or other Isurei Torah? And the maskon of the sugi is b'shem Shmuel v'chay behem v'loy shiyomus behem. However, even though in the maskon of the sugi we do not learn this basic halacha from v'shomru, but rather from v'chay behem v'loy shiyomus behem, we do find that various rishonim that the svara chalul of Shabbos achas k'day shiyishmo shabos esharba is halacha psuka. And not only a half a minute, because the Rif in Perek Chav Gimel, the Sechet Shabbos, brings the drosha of Reb Shimon ben Menasya, even though the basic sugya is in Yom Pehei, but the Rif brings it in Shabbos, Perek Chav Gimel, and the Rambam. The Rambam, once again, interestingly enough, not in Hilchos Shabbos, but rather in Perek Beis of Hilchos Mamrim. How does it fit into Hilchos Mamrim? Where in Hilchas Mamrim? That's a very interesting phenomenon. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Mamrim, Perek Beis, Halacha Daled, that Beisin has the authority to override Yesh Koyach Biat Rachomim Lakor Dove Mena Torah B'Shevel Taisa, even B'Kum V'Asei, if it's Heroas Shah L'Migdal Milsa. And the Rambam brings a mushal, just like a surgeon sometimes has to amputate a limb, and it is not exorious. Sometimes we amputate a limb to save a person's life. In the same way, a Beis Din Gedolei Yisrael have the authority to be over on an Issur D'Oraisa, to save the entire body, to save Yiddishkeit. וכבר אמרו חכמים חלול שבת אחת כדי שישמו שבוסויס הרב. So the Rambam also quotes this mamar in a halachic context, so obviously it is halacha psuk. Is there an afka minna? Well, I think there are at least five or six. The Ran, Perek Chesed Masechet Yuma, Gemal Amid Beis in the Dafim of the Rif, because only Perek Ches of Yuma deals with halachas that on a Gevis Manazeh. The other halachas are halachas of Beis Amigdosh, so the Rif doesn't bring them. So Gemal Amid Beis, Mesechet Yuma, Bedape Harif, the Ran quotes the halachas Gedoilis, that we are Machal Shabbos to save a fetus, to save a Ubar. Even though Ubar is not defined as a nefesh, the Gemara says, it's not a Gemara, rather a Mishnah, Perek Zayin of Aholis, that a fetus could be destroyed if the mother's life is in jeopardy. And when the mother's life is in jeopardy, abortion is permissible, or pi'alacha, because a Ubar is not defined as a nefesh. Hoitzi roishoi. In the process of birth, if the head of the baby is already yotzola avir oilom, he cannot be hurt. Ein doicha nefesh mipnei nefesh. So a fetus is not considered a nefesh by halachic definition. Nevertheless, the Baal Halachas Gedolei Paskens that we could be mechal Shabbos to save him. Why? because of the principle and the svora chalal olav shabasachas kadesh yesh mishubusar. So we do have a life, a potential life, and therefore chilul Shabbos would be permissible. Because of the svora chalal olav shabasachas kadesh yesh mishubusar harba. And the opinion of the Rochas Gedolus is quoted in the Ramban, Torah Sa'odim, the Ran and the Rosh, and Masechet Yuma Perek Ches, and these Rishonim agree with the Psak of the Rochas Gedolus. So this is a Locha we would not know from V'chai Ben V'Loish Yomes Behem, only from Chalul Shachzachas, Kedei Shishmo Shabos Esarva. Just an interesting comment that the Prima Godim, in the beginning of Mishbet Seisov, Shemen Shin Chof Ches, deals Medata de Nafshei, whether a person could be Mechal Shabbos to save a Ubar, and he doesn't even quote the Rishonim, which is quite interesting. Halacha number two, which actually isn't halacha lamaisa, but it's halacha, an interesting halacha. Prova Metzia, Kuf Yudahad Omed Beis, we learned that Eliyahu HaNavi was a Kohen, and Tosfos asks, so how come in the Navi, Eliyahu HaNavi was exposed himself to the Ben Atzarfis and performed Tchias HaMesim. And in the Navi it is described that he bent over and the body of that child, and he put his mouth on his mouth and his eyes on his eyes. So obviously he exposed himself to Tumas Meis, Tumas Maga, and Tumas Oihel, and he was over on the Yisra of Tumas Koyanim. Tosfos writes, Batuach haya sheyichayehu, and Pikuach Nefesh is the Chikol HaTorah Kulo. Well, I don't think resurrecting the dead fits into the context of V'chai Ben V'Loish Yomus Behen. V'chai Ben V'Loish Yomus Behen teaches us that you could be Machal HaShabbos to prevent death, but not to resurrect the dead. So I think it is quite clear that this Chiddush, that a Kohen is allowed to expose himself to Tumas Meis, but to perform Tchias HaMeis, it must be based on the principle of Chalul Shabbos Achas, Kedei Shishmo Shabbos Arba. After all, if the Tchias HaMeis would be successful, the person would come back from the dead, he would be able to be Shoyme Shabbos Arba. And it's a great observation. The Loshon of Tosfos is, Batuach haya sheyichayehu. Why do we need to say that he was confident, that he was batuach? Even sofik pikuach nefesh, svek sveke pikuach nefesh, is doche kol haTorah kulo? No. But what we learn from Vishamru, Chalul Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyesh Mishubos Arba, the Gemara explicitly explains, Ashkechan vadai, sofik menolon, and therefore only vadai fits into the context of the Svora, Chalul Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyesh Mishubos Arba. Number three, Nedorim Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara deals there, Machlokes HaShoinim, regarding the story of Moloin in Parshas Shemois. So the Malach threatened to kill the baby because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't circumcise him, didn't perform mitzvahs milah, and the Gemara explains what was Moshe's rationale. He said, if I'll perform Mila and I need to leave immediately, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Leich Shuv Mitzrayimu, then I'm putting the baby's life in jeopardy. So therefore Moshe didn't perform Mila because he understood it. He needs to leave his home immediately with his family, going back on the journey to Eretz Mitzrayim. So the Shittim HaGabesis asks, but V'chai Ben V'Loish Yomes Behem was given only B'Sinai, and before Matan Torah, probably a person would be mechuyev to perform Ratzoyin Hashem, even if he is putting his life or other people's life in jeopardy. So the Shidduch Beis answers two tirutzim. One of the two is Chalul Rav Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyesh Moshe Bo Sesar, and that's a svora even before Matan Torah. So this is Chiddush number three based on that then the svor of Chalul Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyishmo Shabbos Esarba. Now this halacha once again is not really negeya halacha lamaisa. Number four, and this is a halacha which is uncommon, especially in our days, but it is shayich bismanaze. The Beis Yosef in Siman Shin Tes deals with a very famous machlokes. Tshuvas HaRashba, a person was notified that his child, a young child, was snatched off the street by the Christians and taken to the church or to the monastery, Lahavir Aradas. They wanted to take her out to Shmad and bring her up as a Christian. Is he entitled or mechuyev, obligated to be Mechal Shabbos to try to salvage her, to save her, to get her back? And the Rashba says, Ein oimrim la'odem chatei kedei she'yizkeh chavercho. The Beis Yosef rejects the opinion of the Rashba, and the Beis Yosef deals, it depends on the two terutzim, Tosfos and Shabbos Dav Daled, Erev and Lamed Beis. I don't want to get into the sugya of Ein oimrim la'odem chatei kedei she'yizkeh chaveroi. However, the Mugen Avraham comes up with a new approach and a new angle in Sifkot Nechof Tes, Simen Shin Vav. The Mugen Avraham argues, Chalal Rosh Shabbos Achas Kedei Shishmo Shabbos Harba. So the Mugen Avraham is a big chiddush, because we're not dealing with life and death, but rather with spiritual life and death, with Ruchni Yizdika life and death. But the Mugen Avraham does use the argument Chalul of Shabbos Achas Kedei Shishmo Shabbos Harav. That's source number four. Source number five. There is a big controversy regarding a tshuva of the Chassam Sofer Or HaChaim Sima Pei Gimel. The Chassam Sofer deals with the question: a child that is mentally impaired, is the parent allowed to put him into an institution in which they're obviously, he won't keep Shabbos or eat kosher food. The Chassam Sofer argues that there is an Issa Lo Safin Lebiyadayim, even though he isn't a Bar Das, he isn't a Bar Chiyuva. By halachic definition, he would be defined as a Shoyter, but nevertheless, the father shouldn't put him into that institution. Along comes the Beis Yitzchok, Rabbi Yitzchok Shmelkes, the Rav of Lemberg, one of the great Gedolim in Galicia 150 years ago. Tshuvas Beis Yitzchok, Even Ezer Chelek Aleph Simen Lametes, and the Beis Yitzchok says, however, if there is a chance that in this institution he will be taught and advanced, and he might have a chance of achieving a reasonable degree of understanding, of knowledge, and he will be able to perform mitzvahs ultimately, then it would be permissible. Because of the svara, chalal olav Shabbos achas kedei shiyishmo Shabbos is harba. So the Beis Yitzchok is similar to the Mugen Avraham, using this argument, using this svara, not in the context of life and death, but in the context of bittul mitzvahs and shmiras mitzvahs. My feeling is that they mean to stress some very basic principles. Sometimes in the course of life, it is necessary to be over on a lesser iser to achieve a greater goal and prevent a greater iser. And many, many shailas are based on this dilemma. And these achronim, the Mugen Avraham on one hand, the Beis Yitzchok on the other, use the svora, which in a similar way, maybe they don't mean mamish, what Chazal say, but rather using the basic idea, the basic svora, and broadening the scope of this idea to other areas. Reb Shloimeh Kluger, and this is the greatest chiddush of them all, I think it's a tremendous chiddush, and as we know, Reb Shloimeh Kluger was a big chachin and a big mefalpel, but he was an unbelievable sage, one of the greatest gedolim of his time. In Chochmeh Shloimeh, Shulchan Aruch Or HaChaim, Shin Chof Ches, and Sif Mem Vav, he deals with the question, could a person be Mechal HaShabbos to save his eyesight, or the eyesight of another person? Now, Sakonis Eivas Doichan Issa D'Rabbonon. And see, if you would Zion, it is clear that Sakonis Eivas does not override an Issa D'Uraisa. Eyesight probably would be defined as Sakonis Eivas, but Reb Shloimeh Kluger has a very interesting argument. There's a machlokes in Bava Kama Daf Peches, whether Suma Chayev B'Mitzvahs or Suma Potor Min HaMitzvahs. The Halach is in accordance to Shittas Chachomim Suma Chayev b'mitzvahs. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, Suma potom in a mitzvah. Yochid v'rab malochi k'rab. So Reb Shloimeh Kluger sells a pill. Wow, what a pill. He says, If a Suma is potum in a mitzvah, then one could be Mechal HaShabbos to prevent the loss of eyesight, to prevent blindness, because Chalul of Shabbos Achas Kedesh Yishmo Shabbos Asalba. However, the Aloch is Kechachomim, not Kereb Yehuda. But why is the Aloch Kechachomim? Just because of Yochet V'Rabim Aloch Kerabim, Aval Ein Holchim V'Pikuach Nefesh Achar Arav. V'Reish Semen Shin Chof Des, Yomer Pei Hei. So regarding Pikuach Nefesh, we don't go Achar Arav. So we also won't say Yochet V'Rabim Aloch Kerabim, because that's a concept of Rav. And therefore, we have to be Choshish L'Das Miot, and a person could be Mechal Shabbos, even in a city or eyesight, to save the eyesight of a person. What a pilpul. And I think there are four big kashas on this pilpul. Number one, when we say Ein Holchem B'Pikuach Nefesh Achar HaRav, it is only when we're dealing with a Rav, not B'Hachlos Adin, but rather a Rav B'Mitzias. 10 people are sitting in a room. One of them is Jewish, the other not. And the house came tumbling down. 9 people escaped, ran away. 1 is still under the ruins. The people ran away, so we don't know whether the Jew is under the ruins or a non-Jew. Ein holchem b'pikuach nefesh achar rav, pikuach nefesh doicha Shabbos. We take away the rubble, even though we're dealing with an issa d'oraisa, heavy machinery to save a person that might be a Jew, even though probably is not a Jew, but Ein Holchem B'Pikuach Nefesh Achar Rav. But the concept of Yochet V'Rav Aloch HaKerav is a Yesoid B'Hachlos HaDin, B'Darkei HaPsak. It has nothing to do with the concept of Ein Holchem B'Pikuach Nefesh Achar Rav. Nobody ever argued that in the halachas of Pikuach Nefesh, we do not say Yochet V'Rav Aloch HaKerav. This is a strange argument. Number two, it is not really Pikuach Nefesh. It is the performance of mitzvahs. So even if we would say the argument, Chalul of Shabbos Achas Kedesh Yish Meshubos HaSalba, it has nothing to do with Pikuach Nefesh. Ein Holchem B'Pikuach Nefesh HaRav is because life overrides anything else. However, Reb Shlomo Kluger's logic is, if we do apply the rule of Chalul Olav Shabbos Achas Kedesh Yish Meshubos HaSalba, that means we define the situation as if it was Pikuach Nefesh. But I do think it's a great Chiddush. Problem number three. Well, all the Achroinim maintain that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Suma Potur Min HaMitzvos, it is only mitzvot asei, not mitzvot lo ta'asa. And therefore, Shabbos is alive, and most of the mitzvahs are alive, and therefore, even if we would say some are put in a mitzvah, it has nothing to do with Chalul of Shabbos Achas Kedesh Yishmo Shabbos Asalba. Even if he will be blind, he will have many, many, many mitzvahs to perform. I don't want to discuss this sugi at length. If anybody wants to delve into the depth of this sugi, I would recommend Minchas Osho, Chumash Bereishis, Siman Samech Chet. It is there that I discussed this sugya at length. The fourth shaila, and that is probably the biggest of them all, maybe not, but it is a big argument. Even if a suma is potum in a mitzvah, that doesn't mean he cannot perform mitzvahs. He is just in the dag of Eina Mitzvah Vois. Rabbi Yosef had a havamin in Kiddushin Lamadala that Eina Mitzvah Voisa Godel Misha Mitzvah Voisa. So even though in the Maskona he decided Godel HaMitzvah Voisa Misha Eina Mitzvah Voisa, but nevertheless, Mehecha Teisa, why would one think that in the context of the Svora Chalal Olav Shabbos Achas Kadesh Yesh Meshubos HaSaba, that this applies to a situation in which he could perform and be Shabbos Meshubos HaSaba even with out the Chil Shabbos, but he just will be losing out on the Darga of Mitzvah V'Oise. And that is, I think, a tremendous argument. And therefore, Rav Shlomo Kluger is a beautiful pilpul, but it has nothing to do with Halacha Psuk. I mentioned before that the Gemara says, if we would base the din of Pikuach Nefesh Doche Shabbos on the drosha of Reb Shimon ben Menasya. This week's parsha, Chalol Olav Shabbos Achas Kedeshi Yishmo Shabbosois Harbe, it would only be Bavadei and not Besufik. And he explained that as the Dik of Toysen Bo Mesih Kuf Yudalad, which poses a big halachic dilemma. I mentioned the Shitta of the Halachas Gedoyah. Saving a fetus permits Chilul Shabbos. And what is the din if we have a suffix, whether we would be able to save him, or if he is only besuffix sakona? If the svar of the Halachas Gedoyah is based on Kedei Shiyishmor Shabbos Eis Harbe, that would only be if he is bevadei sakona, and if we are confident that we could save him. Ashkechan vadei suffix menoron. This question is dealt with by the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Kuntres Achron in Simen Shin Chof Ches, and what he says is this. From Kedei Shiyish M'Shabbos HaSabu, we know that the life of a fetus is enough to override Shabbos. And then we learn from V'chai Behem V'loi Shiyamas Behem that even Sufik B'Kuach HaNefesh is Lech HaShabbos. So from the combination of the two, we reach the halachic ruling that even Safik Atzolus Ubar is Doiche Shabbos. The Chassam Sofer has a big chiddush twice in his tshuvas. Or Achaim Semen Pehei Yoredei Semeshin Lamed Ches. And the Chassam Sofer says that there's a difference between Shabbos and Kol Shar Isurei Torah regarding the concepts of Hutra or Dechuyah. So before saying what the Chassam Sofer is Mechadish, let me just explain the concepts of Hutra and Dechuyah. In Shas, we find these definitions only regarding Tuma, the Beis HaMikdash, the Korbonis, Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur, or Tuma Dechuyah B'Tzibur. One could bring a public sacrifice, a korban tzibur, even b'tiveh, if the kohanim are tomei. That is exeres kosuf, and there's a machlokes hutra or dechuya. Hutra means it is totally permitted. Dechuya means it is overrided. Is there an issa, but the issa is nidcha for the necessity of bringing this korban tzibur, or it is as if the issa is annulled, invalidated? What is the nafka mina? Do we have to make an effort to bring koyanim to hoyrim from another mishmar or another beis av? If it's hutra, then this effort is needless. If it's dechuya, if we could achieve, or if we could bring the korban betara, it definitely is something we need to make an effort to do. The pois can deal with the question hutra or dechuya regarding pikuach nefesh, which is Derech Shabbos. It is not a sugya, but rather divrei hapoiskim. The Rambam writes in Perek Beis Aluchalav of Derech Shabbos, "Dechuya hi Shabbos etzal pikuach nefesh." However, the Ramo in Tshuvas Ramosim and Ayavov maintains that lamais et sutro. The case of Mishnah explains Shittas Rambam dechuya. The case of Mishnah and the Ramo Gol Shittosam in Shin Chof Ches Yif Yud Beis in Hilchos Shabbos, the Mechaber writes, in a case of Pikuach Nefesh, if we could be Mechal Shabbos Al Yedei Nochri, by an Anju, or with a Shinui, without jeopardizing the patient's life, it is something we should do. And the Ramo says no. So the Ramo goes to Shito, so the Shabbos is Hutra, and there's no need to look for a Goy, or to do a Shinui. The Mechaber is Shito, so from Kesef Mishnah, that it's Tchuy. The Chassam Sofer says, Kol HaTorah Kula is Dechuyo, Shabbos is Sutro, because Shabbos we have the special Svor Chalul Shabbos Achas, Kedei Shiyishmo Shabboso is Harba. Which to me is a tremendous Chiddush. First of all, I don't think the Mashmois of Chalul Olav Shabbos Achas, Kedei Shiyishmo Shabboso is Harba indicates Hutro more than Dechuyo. I think Hefech HaDvorim, the formulation of the Svor, Chalan Shabbos Achas Kedesh Yishmo Shabbos Asar is more mashma dechuyo. It is only ze keneged ze. We weigh them both on the scale. But my kash is not mesvora, but rather the loshon of the Rambam. Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, Dechuyu hi Shabbos Etzel Pikuach Nefesh Kemoi Kol HaTorah Kulo. So the Rambam clearly says, on one hand, Dechuyu, and on the other hand, Shabbos Kemo Kol HaTorah Kulo. The other kash is from the basic sugi, Yom Pehei. The Gemara looks for the source that Pikuach Nefesh Doicha Kol HaTorah Kulo. We're not dealing with Shabbos, but with Kol HaTorah Kulo. And one of the sources the Gemara brings is Reb Shimon ben Manasseh. This week's Pasha, Chal al Olav Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyesh Meshabos HaSarva, the Svora, which is based on the Posek, V'shomru B'nei Yisrael as a Shabbos, La'asot et HaShabbos. So it seems to be clear, the sugya, that we do not differentiate between Shabbos and other Asurim, V'boze V'limed Al Zeh, and therefore the Chasam Sofer to me seems to be a tremendous Chiddush. Are there nafka menes lahalocha, whether it's Sutra or the Chuya? Of course there are. One of them being the shaila I quoted before. If we have to make an effort and do the Pikuach Nefesh Chilul Shabbos by an Anju with a Shinui, Shulchan Aruch Harav has another scenario, another nafka mena. The Pikuach Nefesh situation necessitates being Mechala Shabbos to care for a patient, but it's 10 minutes before Tzeisik Echov. And the doctors say it would make no difference whether we do it right now or the wait, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, a half hour, and we're not jeopardizing the person's life. It is a life-saving treatment, but we definitely could wait without putting his life on the line. Shulchan Aruch Rav says, if it's Sutra, then there's no difference between Shabbos and Friday or Matzah Shabbos, and therefore we don't have to wait. We're dealing with Pikuach Nefesh. If it's Dechuyo, then if we could get around it, we have no heter to be Mechala Shabbos. Reb Moshe Zatzal, Or HaChaim, Chelek Dalet Semenayim Test, deals with a question from doctor. Does he have to make an effort to be home Shabbos to avoid being Mechala Shabbos Letzorech Hatzolos Nefoshos? Or would we say, if it's Pikuach Nefesh, especially in a Jewish hospital, then it's muta. There would be no inyan in, you know, trying to be home instead of being on your job. And Reb Moshe says this depends whether hutra or dechuya. If it's hutra, then no point. You're dealing with het or mamish. If it's dechuya, if you could get around it, you could get off and have somebody else, a non-Jew or another Jew, working on Shabbos, then that would be preferable. In my opinion, I don't think this depends whether hutra or dechuya, and I think even if Shabbos is hutra, after all, it's Shabbos, and it definitely would be better to not to perform any Chil Shabbos than doing Chil Shabbos Letzorech Hatzolos Nefoshos. So I'm not convinced that this is Ho Boho Talia. Another fascinating tshuva Negus Moshe's Chelik He or Chaim Simenayin Tes, dealing with the story told in Sanhedrin of Tzadik He, Yoav ben Tzruya was doing whatever he was doing and he saw blood in the river, in the water. Or, according to another formulation of the Gemara, a dove was destroyed before his eyes, and he understood the remez. Knesset Yisrael is Nimshal Liyoino. Probably David is in Sakona. He ran to David's house. David wasn't home, so he jumped on his horse and he rode off trying to save David, to look for him. And the Gemara says that Yoav came to the Beis HaMedrash to ask a shaila. Is it mutter to ride on the king's horse trying to save his life? So what is a shaila? What was he contemplating? So Reb Moshe says, Pikuach Nefesh definitely overrides the Isser Ein Reuch ve Malsusoi. There is an Esso Mishum Kvoid Malchus. One cannot ride on the king's horse, dress up in the king's clothes. So, what he was contemplating was, would I be zeichet to an ace, to a miracle? If it's hutro, then definitely you would be zeichet to an ace. If it's dechuyah, maybe you won't be zeichet to an ace, which is a tremendous daichik. Why would we say that it is dependent on hutra or dechuyah? My feeling would be that, 200 years ago, there was a big controversy in Galicia. A Jew, was desperately ill, and a Rav was matir Amira Lenachri to send the kvittel to the Belzer Rav, to Rav Sholem Belzer. And the Masham and many Gedolim of the time deal with this Shaila. Rav Shloime Kluge and Rav Yosef Shaul Natanzon both adamantly rejected this heter, and they write, Pikuach Nefesh Doche Shabbos, even in Issa D'Oraisa, but only when it is a natural process, administering medicine. But when it's l'mala m'deach ha'teva, to send the kvittel to a Rebbe, to write the kvittel, or to have a goy travel to give the kvittel to the Rebbe, that is not b'derech ha'teva, that is an inyan zguli, and an inyan zguli isn't Doinche Shabbos neither a Malacha D'Oraisa nor even a Malacha D'Rabbanan. What I think is, Yoav had a feeling, a remez min hashamayim, that David is in distress. Probably he came to ask, could I follow this remez or my feeling, which is supernatural phenomena, remez min hashamayim, it is not that I know, and it is not that I know that I will be able to help him. It's a remote suffix based on a remez min hashamayim. That probably was the shaila that Yoav came to ask in shul. Is he entitled to ride on David's horse in order to try to save the king? That would be my understanding and my interpretation of this sugya. In this week's parsha, we learn about Shviras Haluchos. The last Rashi in Chemishuchum Shetoyra. L'chol ha'yod ha'gedoylo, Asha Osa Moishe, Shviras Haluchos. L'chayra, I wonder, Shviras Haluchos is something we should try to forget, or at least conceal, not something to be very proud of. Probably one of the dark spots in our story, in the annals of Jewish history, of the Jewish saga. So why does the Torah stress this in the last pasuk? What was so important and significant about Shviyas Haluchos? And I wrote in my sefer Sichas Minchas Sosha, and I think it's an idea which appeals greatly to me. I think that Shviyas Haluchos was the most courageous act, and Chazal say one of the three things that Moshe Osam Adato Vehiskim Dato Ledas Amokim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Yashar Koyach Shishubarto. Moshe comes down with the Luchos and he sees the eagle. Moshe decides he's going to shatter the Luchos and destroy them. When a postman has to deliver a letter and he doesn't find the address, what does he do? Does he tear the letter and throw it into the trash, or goes back to the sender? L'chayra Moshe Rabbeinu sees that Bnei Yisrael aren't fitting to receive the Luchos. He would be expected to take it back to the sender. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the Luchos. Give it back. What authority do you have to break, to shatter, to throw the luchos under the mountain and destroy them? Even more than that, in the beginning of Masechet Avodah Zarah, Chazal said that Kodesh Baruch Hu took the Torah and turned to Shemem Umois. He offered the Torah to different peoples and different nations. So maybe if Klal Yisrael isn't fitting to accept the Torah, Moshe should give the Torah, the Luchas, back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and maybe he should make the rounds one again, you know, offer a better price, cheaper deal. Esav didn't want the Torah because of Lysertzach, so maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu should go back to Esav and offer some kind of a compromise. The same with Yishmor regarding Lysinaf. Maybe if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be somewhat more lenient, it would have more appeal to them. So, where does Moshe take the authority to break the Luchas? Well, Moshe wanted to make it very clear. It's either them or no one. There was no one else out there. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers the Luchas to the other people, to the other nations of the world, it is only because Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba b'tchunim b'ri Yosef, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that they will reject his offer. At the end of days, when they will argue, why didn't you give us the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tell them, I offered it to you and you rejected me. But it is not that anybody else, any other nation, is fitting for Torah. Torah kodma l'olam, Yisrael kodma l'olam, and in the first posik in Chumash, Rashi writes, Bereishis bora b'shul Torah shenekreishis, b'shul Yisrael shenekreishis. The Torah was designated for the Jews, and only for the Jews. For them and for them only. And there is no one else out there that is really fitting to be Am HaTorah. And that is Moshe's insight, wisdom, courage. Moshe says it's either them or no one. And if Bnei Yisrael aren't Ra'ui, aren't fitting for the Luchas, then there's no need for Luchas at all. And he shatters the tablets, the Luchas Abris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hiskam Al Yadoi Yashar Koach Sheshobarto. That is what is so significant in the act of Moshe Rabbeinu of Shviras HaLuchos. Yet also we should always be fitting for Torah Hashem. We should love the Torah and the Torah should love us. We both belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we rejoice with Torah, and the Torah rejoices with us, Yismach Hashem b'ma'asav enderes tachlas abriya. So it is this week that we learn about the Chetu Egel, Shviras HaLuchos. Ultimately, this emphasizes and underlines the centrality of Klal Yisrael and the fact that Torah was designated for us and we were created for Torah. Mishvil Yisrael shenikoreishis, mishvil Torah shenikoreishis, bereishis boro Elokim es ha-shumayim ve-es ha-oretz. Have a wonderful Shabbos, good Shabbos, and we should be zoichel Yeshuas. Oy lomim bemheiro v'yomeinu amen.